Welcome to the LifeCast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You'll hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
You know, in our world today, and I don't know, maybe it was all this all the time, but throughout time, but maybe more than ever before, in some ways, things compete for our attention. Things compete for you to go different places on certain dates and certain times. And, you know, we want to know when that is so we don't miss anything. And yet, you know, I just get inundated with mail. In the mailbox, at home, here at the office, in my email account, you know, they have these different tabs. You know, let me share all my technology with you here, all this great understanding I have, because I'm such a techie. Those of you who know me just know that I'm being completely sarcastic. There's some tabs. It's like promotional and social, and then like your real inbox, your mail. And I want to just share a couple of these things with you. Got this in the mail, Cabela's. I know some of you are holding your applause. You know, this one says summer. So, you know, being spring slash going into summer, you know, they send this and say, hey, here's all the stuff, Randy, that you need for summer. And it's a time frame. You know, get this now. Don't wait till fall, because, you know, it's too late. You're going to miss it. And so they send you this promo and invite. Another one from Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Send you the ads and the sale prices. But catch this now. Down here in the corner it says, offers are valid only May 10th through May 20th. I can't go today because I'm too early. I have to go May 10th through May 20th. If I show up on the 21st, it is too late, baby. We can't, sorry, you don't get the sale price. You know, read the fine print. You know, here you are. Come and, you know, don't miss it. You got to get the good buy. We're going to save you money. I don't know, I kind of look at it this way. If something's on sale for $49.99 and it's normally $79.99, I'm not saving $30. I'm spending $50. Just a thought. Okay. This one came in form of an email and my promotion or spam or whatever it was. And the heading says, today only. I can't order this tomorrow and get the price. So today only, Frontline Plus. It's if you have pets, you know, it's kind of keep the ticks and, you know, bugs away and stuff like that. Some of you have pets and you're like, oh yeah, I've been meaning to get that. What's the price? Well, just side note, it's 1965. Plus, 12% extra off. Today only, though. Okay? And if you buy one, you get a second one free. What a deal. I just want you to know, if you get chickens and let them out in the yard, they'll eat all the ticks and you don't have to worry about putting this on your dog. But, you know, hey, whatever. I'm just kidding. So, you know, here's another thing. Hey, Randy, this is you're invited. You got to do it today, or you got to do it within this time frame. Before, after, it doesn't count. You can't do it. Here's another one. Instant savings. By the way, I got this from my parents' mailbox. I'll give it to them. Okay. They went out of town for a couple of days, so I have to run over there and, you know, let their dog out and feed the dog, water the dog, put the dog back, and just, you know, being a good son. Okay? You tell them all this, you know, so when they get back. So they'll be back later tonight. But so I went, and while I was there and letting the dog out, I noticed two, you know, we're just starting to now put our plants out here in, you know, southwest Wisconsin because, you know, the snow just went away. Even though it's like May 6th. So I noticed on the back patio, because yesterday was nice and hot and sunny. I had better never hear any of you complain about that, by the way. Okay? Because I'm loaded with rebuke for you. Okay, so I noticed these two little plants were in the heat all day, and they were kind of not looking so good. So I watered her plants, too, on the back patio and on the front porch. And I said that in the first service, and my wife looked at me like, why don't you do that at home? My reply was, if I did that, you'd have nothing to do. Oh, I was, okay, I'm just, whoa, pony, whoa. Okay. Anyhow, went in their mailbox, got this instant savings at Sam's Club. But the only time you can go is May 9th to June 3rd. Otherwise, you go before or after. You don't get the marvelous sales prices. Okay. Another one, Omaha Steaks. Got it through an email. Last day. Last day. After that, you're going to have to pay the full price. You don't get 70 off the weenies and burgers. All right? So, the interesting thing is, I've never ordered anything from Omaha Steaks. But a couple years back, someone blessed us and made an order of meat and gifted it to us. We were so grateful. It was very good. But ever since then, I get email promotions from them. So, you know, beware. You buy something somewhere, they start sending more invitations. We're going to talk about that. I got another one here from Rod's Rides in South La Crosse. This is Demo Truck Day, which means they pull up with a truck and a trailer full of all kinds of cool motorcycles and, you know, four-wheelers and UTVs and all that stuff that we need. Guys, I'm just trying to work on your behalf. Okay. But the date on that is May 11th and May 12th. Friday and Saturday, May 11th, May 12th. It's the only time they're having the demo truck day. You can't go before or after. You got to hit the window. You got to respond to the invitation to make the visit on those days. By the way, if you are one of the first 49 to visit the website, you get a free T-shirt. If you're the 50th person, I'm sorry, you got to pay for the T-shirt. Okay, you were too late. Okay, so Sears, family and friends. If you don't have like a Sears, you know, reward card or whatever it is, you'll want to be a friend of mine. Because I can get you 10 to 15% off regular or sale prices. But there's a time frame on this too, and it's somewhere on here, and I don't know. So you gotta respond to the invite on the right time. Last one. This was in my mailbox. Very island. By the way, I was a hand model when I was younger. You want to look at closer? Yeah. I'm kidding. Okay. Tommy Bahama. Got this in the mail. Tommy Bahama store. $50 off any purchase of $100 or more. By the way, I didn't earn this. They just, you know, mailed it to me. I bought something there, I don't know, several years ago, and they still send me stuff. But here's the deal. If you want the $50 off the $100 purchase or more, I have to do it. It expires by Father's Day, June 17th of this year. So there's a window of invitation. By the way, dear, did you want to take this and maybe use it before Father's Day? No, all right. Not really. My son-in-law's back there going, don't take that. We ain't spending that kind of money on your father. Anyhow. Listen, I share all that because it comes with time frames. It's like, hey, recognize you got to get over to the store. You got to get to this place or you got to go online. You got to click it before the deadline. There's an invitation. There's a visitation for you that's just waiting and it's got to happen in that time slot. Before or after, it's too early, too late. You don't get to be a part of the great deal. I want to read this to you in Luke chapter 19. And this is where Jesus just rode in on a cult into Jerusalem. It's, you know, Hosanna in the highest, and they're laying down palms and laying down clothing for him to ride over. And he's making his way to Jerusalem kind of for the Passover week and coming up to his trial and his crucifixion. And he knows this. And in verse 41, it says this, "And when Jesus drew near and saw the city, he wept over the city." He was moved. He felt deep compassion, probably a measure of frustration, just a variety of emotions, but coming and looking at that city and having compassion and some sorrow over it and over the people in that city. And he said this, "Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace." In other words, the price that's going to be paid to bring peace and opportunity for a great deal for salvation. "But now they are hidden from your eyes. For the days will come." Now really watch this. "For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you." Now I want you to know, when I hear of bad things or, you know, start to experience what I would consider bad or harmful or in some way in my life, I want you to know that question comes to my mind right away. Why? It's just kind of a natural thing for us to ask why. And when I look at Jesus prophesying that this is going to happen to Jerusalem, I mean, he was sent for the lost sheep of Israel. I mean, he was sent to find the lost and heal the sick. And, you know, throughout the region, he was doing all of these good things and speaking words of life. And he's coming and he's weeping over the city because he has sorrow for them. And he prophesies this bad thing that's going to happen to Jerusalem and the people of Jerusalem. And I go, why? And then he goes on and he tells us, "And they will not leave one stone upon another in you because," there's the word, "because." So now we know the answer's coming. The reason these things are going to happen is because, and he says why. He says, "Because you did not know or recognize the time of your visitation." You didn't recognize that there was a window of time of God's visitation, God's opportunity, God's invitation to us. You didn't recognize it. It would be like, you know, going to the mailbox and just going, grabbing it all and pitching it and not reading it. Now, that's, you know, not a necessarily bad thing to do with junk mail. However, when it's something important, Jesus says the reason that you're going to be hemmed in, you're going to be surrounded, and it's going to be devastating for you and your children, is because you did not recognize the coming visitation, the invitation of the Son of God who showed up among you. Now, I want us to take this principle, and I would like the Holy Spirit to get our attention and look beyond just the event and look at the principle of this, and for me to say, am I paying attention to the visitations of the Lord in my life? Am I paying attention to the invitation that He makes? Am I aware of and how am I dealing with the visitations of the Lord? The visitations of the Lord in our lives, like Him showing up and convicting us of something that maybe we shouldn't do, or convicting us of something we should do that we're not doing. What about the visitation of the Lord to do a miracle in our life? Or the visitation of the Lord to invite us to an opportunity or an experience with Him or somewhere? Maybe it's a conference, a retreat. Maybe it's a special speaker come into the church who flows in a particular gift of ministry. Or, you know, there's just all kinds of things in our life that the Lord is trying to get our attention in the moment. And are we like Jerusalem? We don't pay attention to the visitation. We don't pay attention to the invite. And it has a time slot. You see, many of us fall into the mentality that, you know, God is gracious and God is merciful. And if he comes and makes an invitation or wants to get my attention in a moment, and if I just kind of explain it away or, you know, push it to the side, he's gracious and merciful. He'll forgive me. And then when I feel like it or I have time, then I'll come and join in on the deal. Well, it's, you know, maybe outside the time of his visitation or what he wants to do or what he wants to give or what he wants to call us to. You know, it's interesting that sometimes the enemy in our life doesn't need help hemming us in. We can gather things around us that we justify, that provide some sense of false approval or false security in our life. You know, there's things that we put off that the Lord we sense is wanting to do in our life or invite us to be a part of, or he wants to visit us in some way. And we just kind of entrap ourselves and put nice Christian labels or justifying thoughts upon what we want to do instead, as if we've convinced ourselves, but that doesn't mean we've convinced the Lord. And Jerusalem was doing that. It's like, yeah, forget the visitation of the Lord. I'm going to go about my way and believe my stuff and believe what I want to do. And you know, it's kind of like in Matthew 7 where Jesus says, beware of false prophets among you, for they are wolves in sheep's clothing. It's interesting how we can hem ourselves in and deceive ourselves into maybe all of this is okay and all of this is good. But then there's a moment of revelation that comes to us hopefully at some point, and the fleece falls off and the fur and fangs begin to expose themselves. Because we've fallen for false securities rather than accepting the invitation and visitation from the Lord in our life. Whether it's a personal moment where he wants to get our attention, or whether it's an opportunity to go be a part of something that he's doing. Now, I know that we can't all make everything all the time, but, you know, I just want to remind you that your kids are watching you. Your grandkids are watching you. And they're going to find out what's important. Listen, we can't make church all the time, and it's more than just attending church. This is not about church attendance. This is about, in our life, are we making the most of God's invitation and visitation? Because if we don't, we're no different than Jerusalem. And if we ignore the visitation of the Lord and the opportunities that he wants to speak to us in our life, whether it's personally or somewhere else or with a group of people or at a Bible study or a fellowship group or whatever it is, and we just kind of dismiss that and make other stuff more important, then we can't be surprised in the end that it was too late and we can't just do everything on our time. You know, our kids, like I said, are watching us. Our grandkids are watching us. They're going to know what's important and what's a priority. And I'm all for spending time with our kids and our family and friends and all of that. And there's times that I do that. And there's times where I'm not here on a Sunday, or I'm going to, it's either, you know, I'm away at a conference or traveling, or I'm actually going to maybe take a little vacation time or something.